bright, ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade is brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. I want to show you something, Ed. Look, isn't this a cute outfit?
Mm.
It's for gardening. They call it a popover dress.
Meaning you pop it over anything you're wearing, I suppose, huh?
Mm-hmm. Whenever you garden. It's made of denim.
Very nice.
Thank you. You must pop over and see me wear it sometime.
Yeah, I'd probably find you washing the corn silk gently in ivory flakes.
Well, that's about the only silk there is these days. Everything's rayon now. And heaven knows I do wash rayon things in ivory flakes. I hope you do too, friends, because Ivory Flakes care keeps them lovely up to twice as long.
You get up to twice the wear. Your rayon dresses stay bright.
Your rayon slips shimmery.
Rayon blouses gay.
As much as an extra season. Oh, Ivory Flakes are absolutely safe.
They're the flake form of famous ivory soap.
You know they're mild and pure. I tell you, it's a puzzle why anyone would fail to use them.
But, Margaret, some people will take chances with their pretty clothes. I hope I'm not treading on your toes, friends. I hope none of you are using the wrong kind of soap.
Washing things the wrong way.
That can fade colors and fray seams.
But gentle Ivory Flakes care helps colors stay bright, materials soft.
The last wash test we saw illustrates that. And how it does.
Well, you mean that tea rose slip, of course.
Absolutely. Friends, the Ivory Flakes people washed a typical tea rose slip, not 20, nor 30.
Keep counting.
Not 40, nor 50.
Get this, friends.
They washed that slip 60 times, and you can hardly tell it from brand new this minute. Another thing, we saw stocking strain tests. They showed rayon stockings washed in ivory flakes lasted twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap.
And with nightly ivory flakes care, your rayons will fit better, look trim.
Change to ivory flakes care. Then your blouses, housecoats, slips, they'll give you up to twice the wear. And now, back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the living room, we discover Sade and young Russell. The latter's established at the library table scrutinizing a book, and the former is removing her hat because she's just this moment arrived home. Listen.
Don't tell me you're studying algebra in summer vacation.
Sure.
Well, wonders never cease.
No, I'm not studying algebra. I'm just looking up a definition to settle an argument I'm having with Oyster Cracker. He claims a certain definition is worded one way, and I claim it's worded another way. How was the bargain sale?
Bargain sale was fine. Ladies by the squillion were jammed in Yamilton's.
That all you bought? Just one little package?
Uh-huh.
I don't think you give Yamilton's an even break, Mom.
Why?
Whenever they have a bargain sale, you're right there with bells on, taking up room and enjoying the excitement, but never spending any money.
Why, what a lovely thing to say to your mother. Oh, but I bet I'm just about as good a customer as Yamilton's got.
Oh, sure. Oh, what's inside the package you bought?
Electric light bulb. An enormous big one. I got it for the floor lamp. You know how Gov's always complaining the bulb in it now is too small to see by?
Uh-huh.
This one's certainly large enough. Large as they had.
Gus should be highly pleased.
He better be. I elbowed half my life away squidgling up to that electricity counter.
About time he was getting home.
Gov? He is home.
No.
Sure. Out in the alley by the garbage box talking with Mr. Donahue. I waved to him when I come in the house.
I guess I was using all my concentration looking up this algebra definition. Never heard the sound of familiar voices.
Well, I'll get out so you can use more of that concentration.
Oh, I'm quitting now.
All through studying?
Well, I wasn't studying. Imagine anybody studying in summer vacation.
Mm-hmm. Be scandalous.
Sure. No, I was just looking up a certain definition to see how it was worded.
Oh.
Settle an argument between myself and Oyster Cracker.
Hmm.
By George, but definitions is dumb things.
That right, Mr. College Professor?
Well, no sense to memorizing definitions.
No, I expect not. I expect the teachers up at high school haven't got much brains.
No, but I've heard others say the same thing. Rooster Davis and Bluetooth Johnson and Heine Kahl are individuals that feel that definitions are crazy.
That's a hot lot of important fellas.
Well,
I had to learn definitions when I was in school.
Remember any of them now?
Why, no, I guess I don't. Been so long ago.
There you are. You might just as well have been outdoors enjoying yourself. You might just as well have been...
I remember a definition I learned.
What is it?
A mixed number is a whole number and a fraction combined. Uh-huh, I remember that clear as day. Mixed number is a whole number and a fraction combined. The reason it always stuck in my mind was because it's got kind of a swing to it. A mixed number is a whole number and a fraction combined.
Do you know anything about mixed numbers?
They're whole numbers and fractions combined.
Do you know anything else about them?
No.
See? At the time you learned that definition, your teacher probably devoted several days to mixed numbers. She probably taught you their function and how to work with them and lots of stuff. Here, 50 years later, you can't recollect anything but the definition.
Not quite 50 years later, son.
Well, however many years it is. What good is it to remember a definition of something when you can't remember anything else about it? That's my point. By gosh, if I was in charge educating the young, I bet I'd start a system...
Who's in there? I demand to know who's in there.
Gov must have won another argument with Mr. Donahue. He sounds in excellent humor.
Yeah.
Will nobody tell me who's in there?
We're all in here.
That's fine. That's great. Hello, Sage.
Hello.
Hello, Eisenmenger.
Hi.
You may announce to your friends that I had a little controversy with Neighbor Donahue, in which I argued so brilliantly, Neighbor Donahue was forced to repair to his dwelling looking like 30 cents.
You two fellas are going to have an out-and-out fight one of these times.
Swell. I'll piss Donahue one upside the snoot.
He's bigger than you are.
I like my beefsteak in large bites.
You'll discover Mr. Donahue's a pretty tough beefsteak, Gov. He's an engineer on the railroad. Got muscles hard as my head.
He lacks science, though.
You got science?
I'm rotten with it.
Well, I'll lay a dollar up against a dime. You and your science would tear down the alley a mile a minute if Mr. Donahue took out after you.
What's in the package, kiddo?
Present for you.
Yeah?
Monstrous big electric light bulb for the floor lamp.
Exactly what I've been pining my heart out for.
Uh-huh. Only thing I bought it for sale this afternoon. Russell has been joshing me. He says, you going to unwrap it?
Well, might as well, hadn't I?
Well, I suppose.
This beautiful little gift puts the steel of satisfaction in the sparkling jewel of my day. I beat Donahue in an argument. I'm happy. My wife brings home a decent-sized light bulb. I'm still happier. I bet I enjoy my supper. Oh, when will all this happiness cease?
You'll probably cease quick enough. From long, long years of experience, I've learned a guy can't be happy and stay happy. Booster Davis put that thought into words one time.
Is that
said...
a daisy, Vic?
Yes, sir. My mouth is watering already to start reading the paper by this superlative illumination.
There's lots and lots of power in that, the clerk told me.
Yeah.
Million volts or something.
Oh, no, Mom.
What?
It couldn't be a million volts. Wouldn't that be enough to light up the whole country?
Well, it was some terrible, enormous number.
A million volts. Why, shucks, I bet Niagara Falls couldn't drum up the power to
it
even light.
It wasn't volts anyway. It was watts.
Huh?
What?
You mean watts.
Yeah, watts. That bulb is a million watts.
Oh, not a million, Mom.
Yeah?
No. Why, even at the big Chicago World's Fair, they didn't have
Wait,
any...
what you doing with that penknife?
I'm going to scrape off these contact points. They look a little shop-worn and dingy.
Why, that bulb's brand new. What you want to ruin it for?
I'm not hurting it.
All a person's got to do is screw it in the socket. Here, give it to me.
I want to make these contact points shine up good and bright. That way, more electricity can get through and we'll have a brighter light.
A million watts ought to be enough for anybody. Don't be jabbing at it with your knife.
I know what I'm doing, kiddo.
You're a strange fella. You'll tinker with a brand new electric light bulb that costs good money, but when it comes to fixing my wash machine or vacuum cleaner, it's no every time.
Electric light bulbs are a little more interesting than wash machines and vacuum cleaners. Electric light bulbs are a lot like my soul.
Vic, you're going to punch a hole in that. Sure as you're alive.
I bet you a dollar I don't.
What you want to scrape off all them good wits for?
All them good what?
Wits.
See, means watts, Gov.
Oh, I'm not scraping off any watts, kiddo.
Oh, you are, too.
No, a watt is just a name for something. It's a unit of power.
Some people always got to fiddle with stuff. Just like Uncle Emmett. Best give him lovely, real leather military hairbrushes for Christmas, and first thing he done was scratch his initials on them with a pin.
I wouldn't do a thing like that.
All them good watts you're scraping off with your knife.
You got the wrong idea, Watts, Mom. I mean, to tell you what a watt actually is?
It's a chunk of electricity.
A watt is 170 and 64th of a horsepower. In simple language, that means 764 watts would be required to shove a full-grown horse...
Oh, Vic, will you stop poking at that?
Sure. I'm all through now, anyway.
Person goes to work and buys a person a lovely big electric light bulb to read by, and they butcher it with their penknife.
The butchery is all completed. Here, touch this electric light bulb once.
Why?
Feel how smooth it is.
No.
Go ahead.
Yes, and get a shock.
How could you get a shock? It ain't connected to anything. Here, feel one.
No, sir, I don't want any electricity running through me.
Well, where would the electricity come from? This bulb is laying here in the palm of my hand. There's no wires attached anywhere.
That bulb's probably got watts smeared all over it.
Oh,
well, I don't care.
When it comes to electricity, we got Mom at our mercy, eh, Gov?
Yeah.
You don't know shucks about electricity, Mom.
I know enough not to touch electric light bulbs. Fellas have been doctoring up.
Well, Gov couldn't have doctored it up so he'd get a shock.
Oh, I bet he could.
How?
Scraping around with his knife, he might have got them watts all excited.
You figure I jabbed the watts, huh, Sade, and now they're mad enough to bite?
Mom, you don't know shucks about electricity.
Well, I'm just dissatisfied.
Gov, put your hand on my knee.
What for?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Mom, Gov's got his hand on my knee.
So which?
I'm going to put my elbow here in the library table.
Well?
Just a little experiment is all. I want you to get in on it. Gov's holding the electric light bulb in one hand. His other hand is on my knee. My elbow's on the table. You know what I'd like to have you do?
What?
Put your hand on my algebra textbook.
I will not.
Why?
Oh, just won't is all.
You think you'll get a terrible shock?
It's all right what I think.
Oh, ain't that rich, Gov? She's afraid you'll get a shock. She thinks electricity will come out of that old unconnected light bulb and go through your body and my body and the library table and my algebra
you
textbook.
Go ahead and enjoy yourselves. I have to start supper.
Oh, stick around.
I have to start supper. Vic, I'd put that bulb in the lamp before it gets broke.
Okay.
I'll want some help from you, Russell, after bed.
Okay. Wasn't that funny the way she wouldn't touch my algebra textbook?
Yeah,
Mom's a great individual.
Yeah.
Very fond of Mom. Mom's all right. I get a great kick out of her.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
You know, Ed, you can't think of Vic without thinking of Sade. They just go together.
Like April and showers.
May and spring flowers.
Or, turning a little practical, Ivory Flakes Care and Wear.
Isn't that the truth? Why, friends, with Ivory Flakes Care, you get up to twice the wear. From slips and pajamas.
Rayon dresses and blouses.
Housecoats and nightgowns. They'll stay lovely up to twice as long.
You know, ivory flakes are the flake form of baby's ivory soap. They're really safe. So don't wash things with the wrong kind of soap.
Don't wash them the wrong way. Why, that can fade colors every time. And fray seams, too.
Whereas Ivory Flakes Care, oh, what a difference that makes. Eh, Margaret?
What a difference. Friends, Ivory Flakes Care keeps colors bright, materials soft.
As much as an extra season.
Wash tests prove it. Blouses, slips, housecoats, they were washed over and over in Ivory Flakes, and they came out bright, soft.
Practically like brand new.
Friends, try Ivory Flakes Care.
Believe me, you'll get up to twice the wear.
By the way, if your dealer is sometimes out of Ivory Flakes, try again. He'll have more soon.
Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Make your soap go further. Soap saving is a patriotic duty, for soap is made of vital war materials. Don't waste soap.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.